Yes. No. Maybe? Written by Liz Pichon and read by Rupert Grin.
That cat must have sneaked into our garden and eaten all the tops of the flowers. He's a fairy menace, Mum said angrily. Roger can be a nuisance sometimes. But he didn't eat the flowers, because I know what really happened. What really happened? The other day, when Dad was watering the garden with his brand new fancy hose pipe, he called me over and said, "Watch this, Tom. It's amazing. You'll love it." Then he proudly demonstrated all the different types of water spray his fancy new hose pipe gadget could do. There was rain spray, fine mist, fountain spray, thin spray, wide flat spray. And as he was fiddling around with the nozzle, he accidentally turned it to turbojet powered spray. The water shot out of the hose so fast that it blasted all the petals off the flowers, and some of their heads snapped off too. It only took a few seconds and the whole flower bed was ruined. Dad panicked and let go of the hose pipe, which started to wriggle round, spraying water everywhere. He was wrestling the hose like it was a giant snake and shouting at me to turn off the tap, Tom, quickly. I was laughing so much, I couldn't work out which way was off. Wrong way, wrong way, Dad shouted, so I turned the tap in the other direction when it finally stopped spraying. Dad looked a bit damp and his feet were soaking wet too, but the flower bed looked worse. I'll have to get some more flowers. Don't mention this to your mother, Dad told me and sighed. When Mum saw the state of the garden, she blamed the cat straight away. Look what that cat's done to the flowers. It's chewed them all up. Dad kept quiet, and so did I. He was happy for the cat to take the blame. But now those flowers have become another reason I'm not allowed to get a pet.